This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Today, the news about fish in the Russian River and other regional waterways is mostly about how to protect and rebuild their diminished populations. Yet it was just a few decades ago that the coho and Chinook salmon ran so thick that an entire culture and economy grew up around fishing for them. That era and the fishermen who populated it formed the basis of a new documentary film, Rivers of a Lost Coast.
Most people have no idea that this community of fishermen existed over on the coast, and they didn't realize the amount of fish that existed along California's coast. And so from our standpoint, it was just, I want to document something that's going to be lost, and if it's not documented now, it probably won't ever be.
Co-director Justin Koop grew up in a Sacramento fly fishing family, which was his introduction to the sport. But when he set out to document its history in the rivers of coastal Northern California, he first had to establish his own credibility with the elders of the region's fly fishing community.
Contacting these older fishermen who this type of fishing had been their life, it was the most important thing to them. And then here I am, they don't know who I am, I'm a young kid, and I say, I want to use your photos, I want to use your video, I want to use anything that you possibly have, I want to see it. If it's good, I want to use it. You had to build up a trust. And some people, we never fully got that trust.
They persisted over a four-year period, compiling old photographs, new interviews, even some vintage film clips, all combined in a portrait of a hobby that its practitioners embraced with a fierce passion, even as their attitudes toward the fish themselves changed over the past half century.
What was so interesting about the fishermen's point of view who were there in the 50s and the 60s was their complete change in their attitude towards the fisheries. So many of them, when they were young, it was just catch a fish, hit it over the head, bring it home, eat it, show your dad, show your neighbors, look what I caught. Because there were so many fish. But then as it fell off, some of them were late to change, some of them were early, but eventually pretty much everyone changed. It became where their appreciation for the fish and the life of that fish was so important.
There really isn't a consensus on this among the fishermen elders, Koop notes. In fact, as a group, they don't see eye to eye on much of anything beyond their shared love of the sport.
You have some pretty conservative-minded individuals with some pretty liberal-minded individuals, and that kind of shows that bond of fishing and how it crosses all kinds of different lines.
But Koop hastens to add that the fishermen played only a small role in the rapid decline of the North Coast salmon fisheries. Economic pressures from other activities in the watersheds were and remain a much bigger factor, contributing to both destructive flooding and the loss of spawning habitat.
You have so many economic interests invested in those rivers. To see just how many there are and how embedded they are in the watershed areas, that was really interesting too, because you realize just how much pressure is on our North Coast rivers. A lot of them are in relatively sparsely populated areas, but still the amount of pressure on them is incredible. You know, you go over there and you don't physically see it, but when you understand who owns the land, what are they doing with that land, and then most importantly, what has been done on that land in the past, it's overwhelming to realize how much pressure is on some of those rivers.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.